Now, that reminded me of one thing about Sparty side, I forgot to mention before. A rumor. Only saying it's a rumor. I heard, and I will say it's from a fish. The rumor I heard from a landman at a gas company.
Oh, God.
Is that Chesapeake bought the Target site, 25 acres, and they're planning on putting gas wells there. Instead of the Target. And Target, that's when I called Target to get an update, they were very surprised that the property had sold out from under them, because they've had it under contract. That I don't know. It has been sold out from Target, we do know that as a fact. It's what the purpose is or their intentions are, we do not know.
Can you show me on the map where that property is?
Right here. And then we have, this is Cook's Lane. I mean, the 30 Cook's Lane. That big area right there that's clear cut, right?
Right across the street.
Yes. You know what I mean, right at the corner, on 30.
North and east.
So be across the street from the hotel.
Correct.
Yeah.
But like I said, that's just a rumor I've heard, if I get more information, I will let you know. Now, for the last speaker we have tonight, that was going to be an update from the gas lease committee, from the neighborhood, blah, 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 tax force. I'm not sure, it's a bunch of letters. And then the speaker's gonna be, attorney Mr. Bradbury.
Barbara.
Barbara.
Bradbury.
So I'll turn it over to you.
My name's John Barber, one thing that I want to hear is one of the station is.
Can you talk a little louder, please?
Yes. My name is John Barber, like your friend. One thing that I learned very early on is that you can only hold an audience's attention for about an hour. After that, you need to dissipate. So it's kind of hot stuff in here, so I'm just going to get right to the heart of the matter and open it up to a question and answer period, because you probably have more questions than I have answers. A lady mentioned early on something that I think is very important. Let me mention that I was asked by your group to represent your collective interest to negotiate an oil and gas lease to cover your mineral interest within this neighborhood. I want to make absolutely clear that all of you people understand that it's totally voluntary. Give me the opportunity to negotiate a lease on your behalf, and if you do not like it, you do not have to sign it. I'll say that again. Give me the opportunity to negotiate favorable lease terms on your behalf. And if you don't like the lease, you don't have to sign. There's no obligation. So that makes it real simple. What's the best offer you have right now? Chesapeake. If there's any truth to this story about they bought 2 acres and they're coming into your neighborhood, it's going to be interesting. Well, La Quinta Inn, we've got a Best Western. And we're going to have Chesapeake with natural gas drilling facilities all in close proximity to one another. And what happens if it all blows? Well, there are ways that you can set out to protect your rights and interests as property owners. But one of the problems that I've had to deal with, and I want to make it abundantly clear to all of y'all, that I've only been involved for about 2 months. What I learned very early on, it wasn't just me, and I would like to give credit to Sally Nesbitt. You don't know what you've got until you run the title. You got to run the title to determine approximately how many acres there are to lease up. That builds attraction to the oil and gas companies. Obviously, the greater amount of acres that you can aggregate, put together, and offer to lease to them, more likely you are to get their attention. They want large blocks of acre. So that's what we started to do. And we just really this week have we come up with what I believe, and I would defer to Sally on this, what I believe to be a legitimate acreage figure. So we're looking at somewhere of the neighborhood of about 450 acres. It could be more, it could be less, but somewhere in that neighborhood. Now, if you do the math and you figure out how many acres collectively comprise the area lying west, excuse me, east of 820, west of Randall Mill, north to the Trinity River and south to I-30. How many acres are we talking about? I don't know, but I suspect it's probably around 3,500, maybe 4,000 acres. How much?
1694.
1694. Well, the early or preliminary reports were that Chesapeake has already leased up the acreage that's not unleased, and that probably represents about 80%. So one of the concerns that I have had is, what is Chesapeake going to do about that? And y'all have probably all heard stories about forced pooling provisions available in the state of Texas have never been used to pool mineral owners who live in close proximity to one another, which is a good thing. Forced pooling has been utilized historically to pool other gas companies who already have a lease, so it's going to be pretty interesting. But what the Railroad Commission, I was fortunate to have gone to a luncheon meeting here a few weeks ago where one of the Railroad Commission hearing officers spoke at that luncheon. She made abundantly clear that as far as the Railroad Commission is concerned, they're going to insist upon voluntary compliance. Apply to your situation, that is, if you don't sign a lease, then the oil and gas company wants to go in before the Railroad Commission and force pool your acreage, if that's what they choose to do, must show involuntary compliance that you refuse to sign the lease. And of course, they then will point to the terms that have been paid. We've talked about those terms before. I think that the present going rate is about $15,000 an acre for a three-year lease. You would have to pay your share of post-production costs and charges, meaning that your royalty interest would be diluted in order to get your gas to market, wherever that may be, somewhere up north. So I have been involved in this effort, talking with the oil companies, trying to get favorable lease terms, realizing what the dynamics are at force, at play in your neighborhood, which is based upon best estimates that we have available to us. The Chesapeake has about 80% of your neighborhood leased up. So, unfortunately, when it comes to oil and gas leasing, acreage talks, nobody walks. You've heard that expression, money talks, nobody walks. The more acreage you can aggregate, put together, the more attractive as a lease block to the oil and gas companies your acreage is. So we do have leases that are expiring that were executed in favor of Dale. Dale is just the leasing agent for Chesapeake, as everybody knows. So I am involved in trying to negotiate in your behalf a successful oil and gas lease. We don't know, we cannot define at this given point in time what success is. I brought with me, if any of you are interested, I subscribe to a Barnett Shale newsletter, and they publish in that newsletter the highest rates, the highest bonuses, the lay rentals, more favorable lease terms have been granted elsewhere in Tarrant County. So that is kind of a benchmark that we point to when we're talking with other oil companies. The thing that I need to point out about the success that these other neighborhood associations have had really boils down to the cohesion they've been able to exhibit to get all their mineral owners to form together, to organize, form a force to negotiate with the oil and gas company. And the more acreage you can pull together to do that, the more likely you are to attain favorable lease terms in the overall process. So I don't want to keep you very long. I really want to open this up to the Q&A. I think that we've all been sitting here for about an hour and a half. So I'd like to open it up to a question and answer, and I made this interjection and comment along the way too. Yes, ma'am.
Where are you at right now with, I understand every time I get an email while you're interviewing with people, how many interviews have you had since our church meeting? How successful were they? How many more interviews do you have scheduled? What's the schedule looking like?
I was told at 1 o'clock this afternoon you will have a second firm offer. The first offer that was submitted was just not acceptable in my mind, just completely not acceptable. If you would like to have the terms of that offer, Ms. Nesbitt has that. I'm sure she'd be willing to share it with you. I have discussed, I did discuss at a meeting this afternoon with another interested oil and gas company. And they will have another offer in writing, and they promised me within 48 hours. So we will have our second offer. Now, hopefully that's going to be, and I told orally, but remember we're dealing with real estate, minerals, it's real property, and it must be in writing in order to be enforceable. So they can talk all day long and say, you know, we'll offer you 25, we'll offer you 30, we'll offer you 30% royalty. It's meaningless until you have a firm offer in writing, and you can bind them to that letter agreement. And that's what we're going to get. So I also shared with Ms. Nesta the basic format that I'm using when I go to meet with the oil company. I'm sure she'd be more than pleased to share it with you. We're trying to isolate first. Actually, there are three phases. One has to do with the five basic lease terms, and this lady really wants to ask a question, so I'm going to ask her.
Well, I'm waiting patiently on you. I'm waiting. Wait.
She's just resting her arm.
Chapman's waiting.
Remember you have to
Yes. Sally, I want to make remind you, in addition to this offer that should be forthcoming here within the next 24 to 48 hours, I have a subsequent meeting that is yet to be scheduled, but we have an agreement in principle to meet with Batty and Kathy Group. Are y'all familiar with who that is?
Kathy Batty.
Kathy Batty.
Kathy Batty.
For
those of you who are interested, please ask Sally if you have her email address. I subscribe to the newsletter. This is a history going back about 2 years of all the offers for oil and gas leases that have been made in a five-county area, including Tarrant County, which lies in the center. All this is available. If you look at the most recent report, you will see that this is a Kathy Vantage Group that offered a 25% royalty for a three-year lease, $26,000.
I have that. I'd be happy to share it with everyone if you'd share it with me.
You have a PDF format.
Oh, I do?
You do.
Okay.
If you don't, send me an email, I'll send it to you again. This is all a matter of public record, so we have a benchmark here. We don't have to say, well, we think this other group got X amount of bucks, therefore we're entitled to this. Here's the proof right here. These are people that are charged with the responsibility of being accurate in their reporting. And I'm not saying they are, in fact, accurate. What I am saying is probably the best estimate of what was offered and what was received, because I don't think they having a reputation to protect that they would misrepresent in that regard. Yes, ma'am.
I was trying to figure, you know, who are you with?
He's just an attorney representing the task force. He's our attorney that we have chosen.
I haven't been in a long time. My question, sir, is this. How is it that we determine actual ownership? I live in the new edition, Blake Meadows over there, and there seems to be a great deal of confusion as to who actually owns that. How do we make that determination?
You need to contract with an attorney or qualified title examiner. That's the only way that you can make that determination. With the limited resources that we have available to us, we are trying to run the title on certain properties, but we simply do not have the wherewithal around the title on every single property. We have found that in some instances, a subdivision where the builder, developer, or his predecessor in interest reserved the minerals, so the people that live in those subdivision area don't have the right to execute an oil and gas lease.
Have you been
and
contacted by a gas company?
I sent all of that to Brian.
Okay, thank you. Research. Okay, thank you.
Have you been contacted?
I have not.
Okay, then you probably... If you had your mineral rights, they've already hit everybody around here, but Blake Meadows maybe down the line.
Some of the residents in Blake Meadows have been approached, like Brian White, who's the vice president of the homeowners association. That's why we're suspecting that part of the acreage that transferred was reserved in part.
John,
yes.
Those of us that have an existing lease, How late can we be an add-on, or can we be an add-on when ours expires? Like, ours goes for like 3 more months, I think.
You're probably on our list. We have what we call a top lease exhibit.
Am I on it? Good.
I need to see if I'm on it.
These are the proposed exhibits or schedules that will actually be attached to the lease once successful leave terms have been agreed. I would encourage you to get with Sally, because she is constantly this, to verify that your interest is on the list, and if it's not, we need to get you on there. Because there's really simply no way to accurately run the title on all these properties. If an oil and gas company came through here, and I assume that when Dale Chesapeake came through here to do their leasing effort, they may have had 30, 50 landmen all working on telephones and what contacting you people on the type of lease. They really engaged in a concerted effort to lease up your neighborhood.
Thanks.
This one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if your lease is running out October the 18th, but in your contract states they can pre-rent for what they gave you the first go around. You have 2 years, you can't do anything for 2 years.
You're talking about a 2-year option?
Right.
Yeah. Look closely at the provision, it will say 10 years. There's a difference between tender and receipt. All that means is, wherever they are, they will send you a check, and they will send it certified. That's the proof that it was tendered. All they have to do is hand it to you.
We have to take it.
That perpetuates your lease for more than 50 years. For the power of it, if you think about it.
Well, they don't sign the registered name.
I'm sorry?
Well, they don't sign the registered name.
It's not registered. It's
well, you don't know what that letter is.
You don't have to. You don't have to.
But I have not signed the letter to give back to them.
That's just to show proof of delivery. It's not actually a second
through the different. We have several property owners, and 3 of the property owners received a certified check or certified letter with the check, and the 1 majority owner didn't receive the check.
Yeah, on the renewal.
On the renewal of the option.
The 2-year option.
The 2-year option.
Are
you still
tied
up here?
No.
See, I'm on half of it, and she and my son on the other half. They got their half, but I didn't get my half. So how's that going to play out, I wonder?
And they showing an undivided interest in the mineral?
Yes.
Right.
Who did it? To you?
Who, you mean, who are we signing?
Dale Chesapeake? Dale. Uh-huh. If you own an undivided one-half interest in your minerals, the other party signs a lease, and you drill your minerals, and they're not going to pay you a penny.
Wow.
I'm sorry to say that, but that's the truth. If you own an undivided one-half interest, 2 people owning an interest in the same mineral estate, one party signs a lease where the option is triggered on one of the leases but not the other one-half, that's one half. It's undivided. It covers your interest, and they're going to drill it because they have the right to do that. And they're going to pay you all the end terms of your expired lease.
If they
know,
in the terms of the lease,
they only renew half.
Y'all have to pay half.
I'm sorry.
In the terms of that option thing that she's talking about, the 2-year deal, what did we get? $300 for half an acre?
Yeah, $300 for half an acre.
It's an option. They don't have to exercise it. They don't want to. They exercise the option on the party that owns the other one half interest in the same mineral tract, which is what I believe you're saying.
They don't have to pay the other person their half?
It's not a question of having to. They won't.
Oh.
You so can sue them and you would lose.
Wow.
Why? Because they have the right to develop, to produce the undivided one half interest that they have under lease. It's inconsequential that you happen to own the other unleased half interest in the same mineral estate. I know it doesn't sound fair, but when you do business with Dale Chesapeake, that's what you get. Does anybody else have any questions? It's getting late. Hot stuff.
Did you say the information you paid for from
Barnett Shelter? That, we can access that from your website?
From Sally.
Just ask Sally, all the, this is just codification.
Why didn't they just pay you $2,000 and not buy them some new credit and make that check? I think it would be the easier option to do. The easier option for them would be just to send you a check.
Can we have access to the newsletter for you?
Gretchen.
Stop paying the $250 a year.
That's what I'm saying.
Can we adjourn the meeting and then anybody that wants to chat can?
Any other questions?
Yeah, we don't want to keep y'all.
How do I know if I'm involved in this where, for the lease?
Where do you live? Just,
well, she said I'm on that list. Am I automatically in it whenever they make an offer or do I have to sign something?
I don't want to remain in.
Okay, I haven't done that.
What area do you live in?
Cuban.
Cuban?
She's on the list, she said.
I'm on the list.
You're on the list?
Letter.
We'll get you a letter of intent.
Where is
it? Sign it up.
The website and go online.
Okay.
Just one final comment. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know whether Dale Chesapeake is going to come in with really approximate 80% interest they already have leased in your neighborhood. A couple of y'all I recognize from previous meetings. We had this old, not really old, but there was an appellate court decision that came out of Lower Rio Grande Valley called Garza Energy Trust versus Coastal States Oil and Gas. It's a subsurface trespass case. The court's holding in that opinion nullitated in favor of the mineral owner and an oil and gas company would simply not come in and trespass, that is, either drill laterals or a production bore beneath your property out of fear that they would have to pay treble damages for trespass. And the beauty about that opinion was the burden of proof was on the oil company. And if you think about it, the Supreme Court held, they can't do that. They can't prove that they didn't trespass on your property. So all they have to do, one question, did you transgress the mineral estate under this property or on any property that was pool or unitized, whatever it is, 1 acre or 1 acre and an acre tract? And the answer to that question was yes. Unfortunately, y'all went to the last meeting, the Supreme Court of the state of Texas had ruled against that ruling. So it was not a direct ruling where the Supreme Court said, no, we're not going to abide by that rule. They just re-announced the rule of capture, which is the rule available in the state of Texas, and reversed it back to the trial court for further findings of fact. But the Supreme Court pretty much spoke, and in my mind, I think ultimately what it boils down to is voluntary compliance. We don't want, given this situation, to end up in that situation. And I think the oil companies don't want it either. They want your compliance. They want you to sign a lease. That's the best thing we've got going for us. And I need your help. I can't do this all on my own. I don't care how stridently I argue in your behalf. You just have to understand that there's safety in numbers. Give me the opportunity to negotiate in your behalf. And I believe that good things will come to pass if we join together and we hold together, because we can do it. Aside from that, that's really the only option that we've got. If you don't do anything, I suspect they're probably going to force pull you, and that's not going to be a good thing. And if they force pull you, the consequence would be, that's why some of y'all received this recent offer letter from Dale for 12.5. You know, it started at 15,000 per acre. Then there was a letter that went out here within the last 3 or 5 weeks, and they were offering 12,000. Finally, one last comment. You cannot help reading the newspaper about what's going on in mortgage lending, crisis. It's affecting the whole entire country. Oil and gas operators are being affected slowly, too. I don't think they're as directly affected as some of the actual mortgage lenders. But one example is we happen to check in for Dale Chesapeake. And the front lines of the most, this week's Barnett Shell newsletter was that Chesapeake is scaling back its operations and it's moving about 20% of its operations up to the Marcellus Shale, which is western New York and northwestern Pennsylvania. So, is that good? Is that bad? Is that indifferent? The economy is going to affect what we're doing. Make no mistake about it. All indications that I receive at this point, this is the true players that are drilling the Barnett Shale. There are more tighter restraints on lending. Make no mistake about it, ladies and gentlemen. These people that drill your acreage, they don't use their own money. They use someone else's. Okay? They borrow it to drill. But it's still available. But I suspect that it's probably going to be, the lending standards are going to be tight as time goes by. And so how that's going to affect leasing values, I don't know. But that's why they call it market value. Market value being what a willing buyer would pay a willing seller, neither being under the compulsion to buy or sell. I know it's getting late. It's hot. It's stuffy in here. If y'all have any further questions, I'll hang around for a few more minutes.
Good job.
I got one comment. Chesapeake signed a $25,000 amendment agreement on September the 18th. With a group at River Oaks that only had 70 acres. So we've got 450 plus. So we've definitely got a chance.
Thanks, Jim. The key word is we need your help. Yeah. Get on the phone and call your neighbors and tell them not to sign that. Excuse me, I was told. Instructed not to use that word, but I'll use another adjective, ridiculous Dale Chesapeake loser. If you just be patient and have faith, I firmly believe that good things financially will come to pass. I really do.
Good deal.
Thanks for coming.